Stephanie taught literature at a school on the mainland, and his name appeared frequently in the Gazzettino. He wrote literary and art reviews and frequently took part in readings and other cultural events. He was probably best known in Venice for having made the often quoted observation, "If Venice didn't have a bridge, Europe would be an island." That line was the title of one of his books of poetry. During Carnival every year, Stephanie took part in the erotic poetry readings in Campo San Maurizio. 20% of his poems, he estimated, were erotic. They were also unrestrainedly homosexual. He made frequent reference in his poems to the muscles, the lips, the beauty and the gaze of good-looking boys. He spoke of kneeling before them in adoration. He recalled a boy who pressed his groin against him on the bus and others who met him late at night in the campo. His erotic poetry ranged from playful to graphic, but he took his role as an acknowledged gay man seriously. "Telling the truth is the most anti-conformist act I know," he said. "Hypocrisy is the constitutional basis and foundation of society. I have never led a double life. I have always declared my cross and delight, which meant my desire for the male, for strong muscles and an adolescent body, a desire that has given me so much suffering and so much pleasure." Stephanie's honesty earned him the respect and acceptance of Venetians. He had demonstrated his good faith, he said, and had overcome prejudice to the extent that mothers were willing to leave their sons, and more important, their sons' education, in his hands. "From time to time, I saw Stephanie in the streets and in the wine bars around the Rialto. He was overweight, about 60, and walked with a shuffling step. He dressed with a bit of flair, bright red suspenders, red sneakers, an ascot, and loose-fitting trousers. But his clothes were usually rumpled and soiled with food stains. He always carried two plastic bags, bulging with books and groceries, one in each hand, making himself look like a vagabond. Every few paces, he would call out an affectionate greeting, or stop to talk, or pop his head into a shop to exchange a few words or tell a joke. He liked to kiss women on the cheek, but several times I noticed that they surreptitiously wiped their faces afterward. 'He's a dear, sweet man,' Rose Lauritsen said, 'and kind and generous, but I'm always of two minds when I see him headed in my direction, because he always kisses me, and he always slobbers when he does.'" At the wine bars, Stephanie came face to face with his own image. A local sculptor had made ceramic wine pitchers in the style of Toby jugs that bore Stephanie's likeness in the guise of Bacchus, with grapes on his head. The sculptor had produced an edition of 100 and presented Mayor Cacciari with the author's proof in a public ceremony. The presentation coincided with the publication of Stephanie's new book of poems, Wine and Eros. By the time Stephanie's red spray-painted graffiti began appearing around Venice, it was clear to me that the man had a natural gift for self-promotion. His message, "Loneliness is not being alone, it's loving others to no avail," was perceptive and compassionate. It was also one of his better-known lines. Within days, the local press was running photographs of the graffiti accompanied by mood pieces and favorable mentions of Stephanie. The publicity had cost him nothing. When asked, Stephanie claimed he had not written the graffiti. "It wasn't me," he said. "It must have been a fan. I'm flattered, of course, and I'd like to meet whoever it was." A likely story, I thought. And then, on Sunday, March 4, 2001, barely a month after the first of the graffiti had appeared, Mario Stephanie hanged himself in his kitchen.